Hearing God's Call, an audio introduction to the Catholic faith. This is the fifth of a 30-session program produced by the Catholic Inquiry Centre, an agency of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference. The title of this session is Peter and Paul, Apostles of Jesus Christ. The Catholic Church was founded by Jesus Christ. The Apostles Peter and Paul provided the foundation and vision for the Church to consolidate and grow through the exercise of pastoral care and authority and the clear articulation of teaching. The Church celebrates a combined feast day for Saints Peter and Paul on the 29th of June each year. Peter is portrayed in the Bible as a poor, uneducated fisherman from the rural region of Galilee. Paul, also known by his Jewish name Saul, was from the city of Tarsus, located in what is now southern Turkey. Paul was well educated in the Roman system and trained in the rigorous code of the Jewish group of the Pharisees. Paul had skills as both a lawyer and as a maker of tents. Both Peter and Paul were personally called by Christ to follow him, but in totally different ways. Peter knew Jesus as he walked the roads of Palestine and was present at the Last Supper. Peter had experienced the grief of losing his close friend Jesus through an unjust crucifixion. Paul's knowledge of Christ began with an extraordinary encounter with the risen Jesus on the road to Damascus. From the Bible, we get a picture of Peter as impulsive and rash, as someone who struggled to understand and believe in the meaning of Christ all through the time he shared with Jesus. Peter's struggle to believe is perhaps best illustrated by his denial that he knew Jesus when people questioned him after Jesus had been arrested. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 69 to 75, we find the following. Meanwhile, Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came up to him saying, "You, too, were with Jesus, the Galilean." But he denied it in front of them all. "I do not know what you are talking about," he said. When he went out to the gateway, another servant girl saw him and said to the people there, "This man was with Jesus, the Nazarene." And again, with an oath, he denied it. "I do not know the man." But a little later, the bystanders came up and said to Peter, "You are certainly one of them too. Why, your accent gives you away." Then he started cursing and swearing, "I do not know the man." And at once, the cock crowed, and Peter remembered what Jesus had said. "Before the cock crows, you will have disowned me three times." And he went outside and wept bitterly. Yet it is the same Peter who preached the first sermon of the church at Pentecost, standing up as a leader of the apostles and addressing the Jerusalem crowd in a loud voice. He said, "Men of Judea, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, make no mistake about this, but listen carefully to what I say." See the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 15 to 36. We first meet Saul, also known as Paul, in the Acts of the Apostles, where he minds the coats of those who are stoning the young man Stephen to death. Stephen's only crime had been preaching about Jesus of Nazareth. See the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, verses 55 to chapter 8, verse 3. As a strict and zealous Jew, Saul was on a mission to squash this new movement that was proclaiming Christ as Lord. The conversion of Saul on the road to Damascus is perhaps the most dramatic account of a call from God in the whole of the Bible. As told in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, verses 3 to 9, Saul was approaching Damascus when suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Saul asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The reply came, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless because they heard the voice but saw no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. For 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. In time, Saul began to use the name Paul more often. It is as Paul that he is known as the great preacher of the gospel to the people of the Roman world beyond the borders of Palestine. Paul established churches in cities around the Mediterranean region, and his letters to these church communities are collected in the New Testament. Peter and Paul both made mistakes. Peter denied he knew Jesus when the going got tough, and Paul acted in violent ways in his efforts to crush the early church. However, God chose them both to have special roles in the Church of Jesus Christ. Peter was a leader of the apostles, and Paul was the great missionary of the early church to those who were not Jews. We now set aside some time for personal reflection. You might want to press the pause button to spend some time either writing or drawing your response to each of the three questions. Question number one. In the Gospels, Peter appears to be slow to understand the meaning of the message that Jesus is teaching. Spend a little time to reflect upon and list aspects of the mission of Jesus that you do not understand. Question number two. Think about who you might ask to help you get a clearer picture of the meaning of the message of Jesus Christ. Work out a plan of when you can ask them. And question three. Both Peter and Paul were transformed by God's Holy Spirit. For Peter, it was from doubt to faith, and for Paul, from hatred to love. As you take this session to prayer, think about what things do you want God to transform in you. A film on DVD that might help to explore the life of these two extraordinary apostles is Peter and Paul. Made in 1981, this film is directed by Robert Day and stars Anthony Hopkins. There are some good movies about Peter and Paul. The Legend of Peter Leaving Rome at the Time of Persecution and having a vision of Jesus going into Rome, asking, "Where are you going?" The movie takes its Latin title from this question, Quo Vadis. And the presence of Peter in The Robe reminds us of Peter's call and faith and doubts. Peter appears in the Peter and Paul film, but the film is best seen as the story of Saul, the persecutor of Christians, who is struck down on his way to Damascus, experiences a profound conversion, changing his name to Paul, and spending his life on mission journeys. We see him visit Peter to listen to his account of Jesus' life. We conclude this session with a reflection on love written by St. Paul, as recorded in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 4 to 7, and verse 13. Love is always patient and kind. Love is never jealous. Love is not boastful or conceited. It is never rude and never seeks its own advantage. It does not take offense or store up grievances. Love does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but finds its joy in the truth. It is always ready to make allowances, to trust, to hope, and to endure whatever comes. As it is, these remain: faith, hope, and love. The three of them, and the greatest of them, is love.